oftentimes hear some of the same things. For me, on the 21st, I just felt a great deal of peace, that overwhelming peace. And that followed by intense physical, I would call it a way of, I believe that I was just taking in all the energies and that they were adjusting to my body in some form. But I went through a few days that had intense physical discomfort at times, headaches and sleepiness, tiredness. And then I also felt such a stillness, too, physically. I felt still at times. The funny thing was that also, and I think I told her, a book also fell in my lap. It was the book by Pema Chodron on Tonglen, on the meditation Tonglen. And I started reading that, and it dealt with exactly everything you're talking about, as far as forgiveness and the perspectives of looking at situations and people, and how you kind of turn those negatives around into positives towards the people, and how they might react to you, or if you see a situation, instead of looking at it in a negative light, you look at it more in a positive light, and you send that loving kindness out to them. So that's where I've been. I have to break away. I have a call coming in.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and welcome everybody to the call for January 6, 2013. Wow. We've made it through 2012. It's been a bumpy year. Emotionally, a lot of ups and downs, and we have spent the last few calls period of time working with balancing the tattvas, which will lead to more stability. And we're moving into, as we move into 2013, it is a 6 year, 2 and 1, 3, 3 and 3 is 6. So 6 means focusing our intention, our identity on the third eye, the sixth chakra. When we're balanced in the sixth chakra, our third eye, and living from our vision, then we're going to actually be able to live, walk, breathe in our own mastery as a master. And so all the different levels of what's happening on the planet aren't going to disturb us, So this is a time to move from a place of feeling disturbed by external influences into that place of inner peace. And I was happy that we were just talking about that experience of inner peace that was just shared by the person who shared that on the call, that she was experiencing that deep inner peace. And then it was interesting that after that she started experiencing a lot of maybe of the deeper emotions of depression, and I know there's been a lot of illness going around. So how do we experience all this with a greater sense of stability? So that's the main, if I had to say, an overview or focus of 2013, is learning how to stabilize amidst the fluctuations of the frequencies changing so dramatically on the planet, in the cosmos, with the people around us, with our relationships. This is a year to really consolidate our identity as a master and live from that identity. And what I've been experiencing, as I said a minute ago, with some of the sessions I've been doing, the tantric numerology sessions I've been working with different people, is to move into that place where it may seem, what what's happening in our relationships, what's happening around us, may seem very disturbing. But as we can move into the field of compassion, just take that step from feeling so maybe personally triggered, so to speak, or personally unstabilized, or personally frustrated because we don't seem to be getting what we want or need from the external circumstances around us. If we can take a step back, or a step forward, or a step up, really more accurately, into these higher frequencies that are becoming more and more available, into the field of compassion, which is beyond 3D, beyond the third dimensional world, and breathe into that field. We're moving into what is called, what I started working with people, which is very effective, the breath of compassion. So whenever something seems to be disturbing for you, to remember there is this field of compassion, the etheric field that's becoming stronger and stronger. And as you draw from that and pull that into your physical body and then exhale that through your feet into the earth, you're actually anchoring in more strongly that field so that others can, as Arit said, move into the ascension frequency, move into the experience of ascension. So our ascension, our stabilization as masters on this planet, walking in our mastery, is remembering with each breath that we're breathing in the field of compassion. We're breathing in the higher frequencies into our physical body and sending them on to the earth. And we have one of the important astrological configurations that's happening now, actually until September 2015, so we have two more years of this, is Saturn in Scorpio. So Saturn, ruled by Capricorn, and we're about to move into a Capricorn new moon on Friday, and we're going through the Sun in Capricorn right now. Saturn has to do with the form, what form we bring into being on the planet. And being in human form has to do with form. So Scorpio is, of course, a water sign, and it's the depths of the water sign. So what we're talking about is really what form as humans are we bringing onto the planet. So this is where if we start to bring in forms that resonate and hold the frequency of compassion, then with each step we're stabilizing and also expressing, more importantly, our mastery. So we're doing this through connecting with the breath of compassion, connecting with the field as our stabilizing influence, as our identity, rather than identifying with whatever forms of 3D are around us. And the ways it showed up in some of the readings I've been working with is relationship issues. Well, you know, my partner did this, and this isn't working, and, you know, should I leave, and things like that, which, of course, are important issues. But if we can breathe, do the breath of compassion, practice the breath of compassion, when we're vibrating at that frequency, we're more likely to be able to not only have a perspective and not feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and crazy, but to introduce that field of compassion to the people around us, to our partners, so that the issue that seems so, has our attention so much, will actually fade into the background and the field of compassion becomes bigger. So this is how we increase the field of compassion on the planet in human, in physical form. And that's one manifestation of way we can use the Saturn and Scorpio energy. So the qualities with Saturn and Scorpio that we're focusing on are discipline, structure, and authority. So we can choose to exercise our authority to practice the breath of compassion, and we can have authority over that those structures in 3D that are breaking down, or those structures in 3D that are being remade, because 2012 began quite a few changes which we can experience as being unstable. So we're continuing that in 2013, and we as a group, we as Walking in Our Mastery can have the awesome experience of holding this field of compassion for a greater amount of humanity to ascend, so that Mother Earth can actually move into the fifth and the higher dimensions herself. So that's one really important piece to be aware of, and we'll work more with that in a minute. The other piece that Yogi Bhajan was suggesting, guiding me, to kind of create a perspective and a frame of reference for 2013, being a sixth year, is to give as a reference point, to talk about the sixth seek briefly, the sixth, number six, Sikh guru, Guru Hargobind, who lived from 1595 to 1644. And the main word for Guru Hargobind was justice. He was only 11 years old when his father, Guru Arjan, was thrown into prison by the Mughal emperor. And Guru Arjan sent a message to Guru Hargobind to set up an army. And this is, you know, kind of a tall order for an 11-year-old, but Guru Hargobind had the realization that he should wear two swords, one for the spiritual side of the world, spiritual leadership, and one for the physical world, the temporal and political leadership. So this is where the words Miri and Piri come from. So I think everybody's familiar, or not, but the school they have for the children in India is called Miri Piri Academy. So Guru Hargobind was the first Sikh guru to actually take up arms. And every Sikh was requested to keep a sword and a horse. So Guru Hargobind started this task of maintaining, raising an army. And when the emperor who had imprisoned Guru Arjan, when he heard this, he demanded that there was a very large fine to be placed on the head of Guru Arjan before he would be released from prison. And so this demand would not be succumbed to. So finally, from the pressure, after 1 year at a prison called Goanwal Fort, where no one had ever come out alive, Guru Arjan came out alive. And when he was released, he said that he wouldn't leave until the other people that were imprisoned there, 52 fellow prisoners, were also released. And so he had a special coat made with all these like tails, and the prisoners said, "Well, whoever can hold on to you can walk out with you." So he had this special coat made so everybody could walk out of the prison together. So he didn't leave anybody imprisoned. He didn't leave anybody left to die. So this is a really important piece of history and an important statement because it's about raising the vibration of the human condition, saying that we're not just going to be downtrodden and poor and oppressed peoples of the Punjab. We're not going to be oppressed by the emperor. And with this Saturn in Scorpio, it says, it makes us deal with the human condition. Scorpio also has to do with, you know, the subconscious and sexuality issues, shame, guilt, issues that aren't always talked about or brought out in the open. So this is an example of Guru Arjan making out of this prison alive, where he was basically thrown there to die, but he made it out alive. And he's standing up for things that, how humans have been oppressed, how humans were oppressed at that time on the planet. So if you notice fluctuations in your own psyche and the people around you, you'll notice that during this year, those feelings within yourself, within others, of feelings of feeling oppressed, however it shows up for you, or however you see it in the world around you, or however you see it portrayed on the news, this is an opportunity to, as we practice the breath of compassion, to open up the field to release the frequency of oppression on the planet. And this is one of our main opportunities at this point between now and September 2015. So let's just go ahead and take a breath. And just imagine that you're breathing, lifting up on your diaphragm, focusing on your third eye. Imagine, oh beautiful, imagine that you're just breathing in this field of compassion. And as you breathe it in, remembering quantum physics, that the observer changes what's being observed. Just as you observe the field of compassion, okay, Sri Singh Sub saying, observe the field of compassion through your third eye, he's saying, and your heart connected. He's saying connect, breathe in, it's a heart breath, but it's a heart breath that's connected with the vision of the third eye. Just the third eye by itself can be just very mental and doesn't have a heart. And he's letting us know we want to add the heart into the field of vision. Adding the heart with the field of our vision. Okay, there we go. Okay, good, that's it. So breathe in, opening your third eye and opening your heart chakra. Those two combined are the access points and create the field of the experience of the field of compassion. Beautiful, beautiful. Now we just made more space for more people on the planet to wake up, to ascend. It comes through, one of the keys to ascension is people releasing the feeling of being oppressed, being downtrodden, so they can feel something besides oppression, so they can feel the release of suppression. They can feel the joy of ascension. They can feel the lightness. They can feel the relief of ascension. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. We're getting a nod from the master. He's saying, yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful synthesis. Beautiful tantric transmission right there. Good. So we'll talk a little bit. So go ahead, continue to practice your breath of compassion. Beautiful. So some of the highlights of Guru Hargobind's life is he constructed the Akal Takht, and that is in front of the Golden Temple in Amritsar, India, and that's where they make decisions, political decisions, how to manage worldly affairs. So in the center of the water is the Golden Temple, and then around the edges are buildings. And the Akal Takht was constructed by Guru Hargobind. So Guru Hargobind held and put into action the connection between spirituality and being in human form. So this was a really big, this was a really big concept at that time, because people were conditioned and still are today that spiritual life is separate from human form, that the goal of spiritual life is to leave human form and not to be connected to the body. So with Saturn in Scorpio, we are being invited, I was going to say forced, invited to feel our feelings, to become sensory beings all the way down into our root chakra, into our feet, and connect with the mother. Return into the sacredness of what it is, the divinity, to bring the divinity into our bodies. And to bring sacredness into every breath, every experience, to bring sacredness into whatever our feelings are. Bring sacredness into sexuality. This is some of the energies that we're, again, working with at this time. And he also, he broke from the tradition and said that everyone, regardless of caste or creed or their belief system, could be, and this is important for this time of ascension and what Areed said about the Mother Earth waiting for more for beautiful children to wake up and experience the joy and the upliftment of the heart chakra and the upper chakras connected with the body, connected with the earth. But he said, everyone, regardless of caste and creed, could be uplifted and could walk a spiritual path. And that's what the mother is telling us now. Everyone on the planet can have access to becoming ascended. And we have free will, so it has to be an individual choice, but it can be available. So this was a huge concept and a huge task that faced a lot of opposition at that time. And then set up a lot of places, centers, where these teachings were shared, which is also really very awesome and required a lot of courage in the oppressive emperor, the oppressive Mughal emperor at that time. And he also taught that even though the body is mortal, the soul is immortal, so people could get the connection with experiencing their soul in their mortal physical body, have the experience. They didn't have to wait till they died to experience the immortality. And another teaching that he said, and this is important, this is what we're working with right now about stabilizing our identity in our third eye. He taught us that the body, the mortal body, will face thirst, will face hunger, will face fears, and will experience bodily pain. And when this happens, that when the body, when the person faces bodily pain, this is what happens. The mind can become distorted or perverted. And this can ruin or destroy the experience of ascension. We're using those words now. This can destroy the spiritual experience of being, the precious spiritual experience of experiencing spirit in the physical body, which is what leads to the ascension. So these were the teachings that he talked about. So the way we work with that is we work with breathing in the breath of compassion, and of course all the yogic teachings and canoeing yoga and everything that we have to stabilize our identity in our third eye, so that the fluctuations of the tattvas on the mind does not destroy our beautiful ascension experience or the possibility of at this time ascending and staying in our physical body. So he teaches that the body will feel happiness. We will feel pain and sorrow. And these feelings can be under the control of the soul. And then, now, this leads to having what Yogi Bhajan taught us, having a happy, healthy, holy life, and a fulfilled, uplifted, and a life where we can access these ascension frequencies. So that was the master really wanted me to anchor in those teachings on this first call of the new year for 2013. So thank you. So you can breathe in with the breath of compassion. You can also meditate on Guru Har Gobind and feel that these frequencies have been established in the physical plane for us to access and work with. Great. So we have the Saturn in Scorpio. There's a lot to say about that. Saturn entered Scorpio October 5th, 2012. So, you know, again, we've got these 3 years where we will be, you know, where we will be confronted with human issues of sexuality, desire, and what is sacred union. And what we're talking about, sacred union in our tantric transmissions, is that balance of the animal, human, and divine nature. Sacred union means that when our identity rests in our third eye with our chakras open, our heart chakra flowing with our breath of compassion, that's where our own male and female polarity are balanced. When our identity, I keep hearing noises. Our identity is balanced in the third eye. So when you think about the Ida and the Pingala, or the double helix coming up the spine, and it balances out at the third eye. So if you start to feel yourself unstable, or when you feel affected by something around you, whether you're in traffic or it's a relationship you're in, remember to practice the breath of compassion and just remind yourself, let me stabilize in the field of compassion. Let me stabilize my identity at the third eye, where my own sacred union lies, my sacred union, where my divine masculine and divine feminine are balanced with my body and my human natures. So our tantric balance, our tantric connection, our tantric experience starts with this. Now we can, when we relate to, whether it is a person or a partner or the world around us, we've already got the balance within ourselves. So you can also take a step back, as Prem Siri was saying, look at the situation with detachment until you feel that field, that experience, the field of compassion is bigger than whatever it is that's upsetting you in the moment. And I was having the experience, having the awareness when I was counseling someone that the way she was looking at a certain experience with her partner, also what was one thing that was upsetting her was that he wanted certain things from her, and one of the things that was adding to creating a breakdown was that she was worried that if he didn't get what he wanted, then he was going to be unhappy. So when we can access the field of compassion, we can know that we can have compassion for other people's suffering. This is what the masters teach us. This is what the Buddha found, became enlightened under the Bodhi tree. When we can have compassion for other people's suffering, then we can start to crack the egg of them being locked in their own suffering. But because in a physical body we're going to have many experiences of sorrow, of happiness, which is what Guru Har Gobind was telling us, we can't stop for anybody else or for ourselves the experience of being human. We can't stop other people's experience of feeling pain. So that's a really important distinction that for us to practice in this year of 2013, to be in the field of compassion for whatever pain other people might be experiencing or you think they might experience if you don't give them or do what they want, if you don't give them what they think they want, or if they're requesting or demanding something from you that you're not able to or don't want to do for them or give them, just remember, don't hook into that connection from a 3D level, from a place of, oh my gosh, they're going to be in pain, they're going to suffer, and it's going, if I don't do this for them. No. The compassion, the solution is to do the breath of compassion and open up that field so they can go through their pain and also move into the field of compassion. So you're giving people a way out of their suffering, a people way out of their pain, but you're not stopping. You're never going to be able to stop anybody else's pain. So this is one of the deep messages that Yogi Bhajan's nodding his head, that he said, it's important to remember, because with this Saturn and Scorpio, people are going to go into their depths, all of us, our depths of the experience of being human, the depths of maybe childhood things, maybe our shame, maybe who knows what it is. So it is definitely an opportunity to feel the Shiva Shakti archetype. Know that we're part of that and that we have both Shiva and Shakti, both Jesus and Mary Magdalene inside of us, both Iris and Osiris. So we have we can move into the union of opposites, and we can be a mirror for other people to move into the union of opposites rather than to looking to us or looking outside themselves for satisfaction. And this is part of the breakdown of 3D, that the world outside of us is not our reference point. It's our inner world that out of which we're going to create a new outer world that is the reference point. But since we're just at the beginning of this new cycle, we don't completely have a whole new outer world created. Okay, so that's some very important information today. And Yogi Bhajan also wanted us to continue to work with Satyanama as we were on our last call and throughout the holidays. So we're going to go ahead and work with the Satyanama chant today. So the chant is, for those people who are new to the call, Sa Ta Na Ma. Thumb, touch index finger, middle finger, Venus finger, and Mercury finger, pinky.
Thank you.
Chakra, focusing on the third eye, creating like a triangle between the heart, third eye, and where they meet out in space, and then come back into the body, connecting with the earth. Beautiful. And it starts spinning geometrically. And in that geometric space, that geometric configuration, you can put your intention, whatever it is, that something that you want to create, whatever that is for you, your vision, your health, something that you want to bring through. Beautiful. And then let it go and let that geometric configuration spin out to space and connect with the etheric field, the field of synergy that will bring back to you what matches law of attraction. Beautiful, beautiful, excellent. That's it. Okay. I see everybody doing that. Yeah, so you can practice that this week and in 2013. Thank you, everyone. Would anybody like to share anything before we complete? I think we're right around an hour. If anybody would like to share anything, otherwise we'll just sign off for today. Okay. All right. So let's take a breath together. And we'll chant Sat Nam. Beautiful. Happy 2013 to everybody, and we will be back on this call next Tuesday.
Thank you, Maricrine.
Salam. Salam, thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Salam, Happy New Year.
All right, good to be back together. Talk to you next week. Love you all. Love you all. Bye.